This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions through there. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. And that actually comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you we'll get right back to you. Well, today's a special edition of Your Money Matters, and really an extra special edition because we're really not going to be talking about finances today. We're going to be talking a little bit about a great organization that have been guests with us before, Adams Camp. But before we get to that, welcome our host, sponsor of the show,
partner,
Kurt Rogers.
Yes,
sir. How are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. And, you know, Colorado's doing another, we're just showing off today as to what we do. It's just another beautiful day. Who would have thought that we'd have 90 plus, in September like we are. And the whole week is supposed to be like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it'll be just a wonderful day.
For sure. We'd be a little remiss if we did not mention the date, of course, September 11th. And I think all of us can certainly remember in an instant of where we were and what we were doing. So, Kurt, a little reflection from you.
We were talking about it before the show started, and it kind of gives you pause, you know, because when we first heard it or you first saw it like I did, it's like, okay, did that plane fly in there intentionally? You start looking back at everything that happened and all the first volunteers that died and all the people that – what it actually did for this country and woke us up a bit. And we can't let this day go by without remembering all those people that didn't design to be there and then all those that ran into the fire to help out. And, you know, it gives us the acknowledgement that we do live in a free country, and we actually are a great country. So I think we need to remember this day very much.
And, you know, it's a shame it took that event, but, man, one thing I just remember is the unity then of America. It didn't matter where you're from, what party you were from. I mean, it was America, man.
It didn't matter which football team you like or what baseball team you like. I mean, we're from America.
And it was cool then to see everyone standing for the national anthem and the way it was sung. I mean, it was like a chorus, a choir at every game, you know, to see all that. So, for sure.
Yeah, and so we need to take a moment. However you do that throughout the day, you know, set some time this morning or this afternoon or this evening and just pray in remembrance of all those people that gave their lives.
Right. And a friend of mine actually put on something on Facebook this morning I was just going to look at real quick. And you kind of forget about the numbers and, of course, all those that were victims that were in the buildings and all, but then you think about the first responders. So we want to certainly give a shout out to all the first responders and those men and women who put on a uniform every day. And when you think about it, run into trouble, run into the problem instead of running away. But on 9/11, 343 firemen died. Again, 343 firemen. 37 police officers of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey Police Department died. 23 police officers of the NYPD, and 8 EMT workers.
So, ran into it.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. So, again, thoughts and prayers still with those families. And the years pass, life goes on, but still many, many, many affected by that day. So before we get to our guests, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. And Kurt's number is 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, what's going on in housing right now?
Well, we're starting to see a change. The first thing is when we get in the fall, the housing market has a tendency to slow down a little bit. People are back into school. They're starting to get ready for the holidays. So there's not quite as many homes and not quite as many people looking at buying homes. So we're seeing a little slowdown. That's pretty normal. But what we're starting to see is homes sit on the market longer. Used to be 23, 27 days. Now we're up to around 45, 48. A healthy time frame is anywhere close to 60. So we're still... the homes are moving pretty fast, but we're also seeing sellers having to negotiate in certain areas. So you're starting to see a minor shift as to what's going on. There was talk that rates were going to go up this month, and they have. The Feds are going to raise the Fed's fund rate, but they're not affecting mortgage rates. So the rates have stayed pretty level for about the last 5 to 6 months. So right now, what we're also seeing is people coming in decide to refinance because the value's up so high.
Sure.
They got the equity. They're pulling the cash out to get ready for Christmas, to pay off debt, to put themselves in a better position. So there's a minor shift going on in the housing market.
What is that sweet spot right now of homes that you're seeing selling as far as price
still
and value?
The $3,250,000 to $400,000 price range is just extremely hot. Mm. There's just not enough of them because everything starts moving above 4 to 4.5.
Yeah.
And so finding those units, you're seeing townhomes going for $300,000, $325,000 simply because there's not enough to supply to handle the homes. So that's
would
that's
you have ever dreamed, you know, you take 20 years ago where values have gone. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, what I paid for my house and what they tell me, I wouldn't pay what they think my house is. I wouldn't own it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my house, but I wouldn't pay what they say it's worth.
Sure, sure. Well, again, Affordable Interest Mortgage can help you with all your mortgage needs. And once again, Kurt's number is 720-895-0500 and his website, aimortgage.net. Well, Kurt, we've had these folks on with us before. Actually, two new.
We have two new organization,
but we have two new guests with us today. But tell us a little bit of, first of all, how you became acquainted with Adams Camp.
Well, the director of Adams Camp is Lindsay Radford, and her and I go to the same church, and we belong to a JFC directory. And in our conversation, she worked for Channel 7, which is where Courtney also worked. And she left there, and she went to work for Adams Camp. And when I was talking to her once, she told me about what it was. And I said, well, I just got to have you on my show because it's about kids, and it's about special needs kids. Our pastor happens to have a 28-year-old that's special needs now. And, you know, we see them, but what she does with this camp and what we talked about, it's an amazing thing how big this is and how many children it affects. And I just thought it was important that we put them on and let people know that there's so many different ways you can contribute and become a volunteer to learn what's really important. So that's how we got them.
Well, good. Well, we will welcome Courtney McDonald. Courtney's development director. So, Courtney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Pull that up to you just a little bit. And then Enid Victor is also with us. So, Enid, nice
to
meet you as well.
Here.
All right. So, Courtney, we'll start with you a little bit. Why don't you give us a little bit of your background and, again, how you got involved with Adams Camp?
So I have a 20-year history in media. I started out in radio, and I was always in the development side of things. So I was a non-traditional revenue director for a radio station in Baltimore. I moved here. I worked for 5280 Magazine. I also worked for Nine News, Fox 31 and Channel 2 and Denver 7. I was always on the development side and the community side. So in my last position at Denver 7, I was the director of community partnerships, and I was in charge of all of our nonprofit partnerships and our station events. And what I realized just now being 43, or I was 42 at the time when I took the position with Adams Camp, is that the part of my job that I loved the best was giving back and working with the nonprofits. And so I decided that I wanted to make a shift in my career and do it all the time. So that's how I ended up at Adams Camp. I connected with Lindsay and heard about all of the wonderful things that Adams Camp does and just fell in love with it and decided to take the development director position there. So,
okay. So, go ahead. Enid, how about you?
We have a daughter, Hope, who has Down syndrome. And we, at our church, had met a woman who was on the board several years ago. That's how we first heard about it. And then we ran into Lindsay, who's our neighbor, and decided that we needed to try this out. We've had great therapists, but having a week where it's just focused on her was fantastic. So we couldn't pass up the opportunity to be there.
So as a development director, what do you do for Adams Camp specifically?
So I am in charge of all of the fundraising. So, you know, we have a mission of we do end up, you know, during the summer and even during our early start programs, we fill up. And so, you know, we need additional funding in order to be able to expand our programming. So my job is to go out and to, you know, meet with individual donors, meet with corporate sponsors, and also, you know, I'm also in charge of our events in order to increase our donations to the nonprofit, which we scholarship all of our campers at 50%, and then we scholarship those who have financial needs at an even higher rate. So it's to scholarship our campers, and then also our goal is to expand our programming, because the more programming we can offer, the more kiddos we can help and families we can help.
Sure. And we'll be getting to that time of year here pretty quick, where everybody starts looking at ways maybe to don't do some donations and things like that. And sometimes it's hard, because there's a lot of great organizations. Then there's some that have kind of spoiled it for others, because you find out they're not the true cause, or the money didn't go to where it says. Right. So then that makes people not want to do anything. And that's not the answer either.
Right.
So we do recommend, you know, you check out places, but we're going to tell you, this is a great place right here that you could make some donations for. And, you know, sometimes I think people may look, you know, I don't have $10,000. Well, hey, we'll take 10 grand, but hey, if you can give $100,
we'll start with
20 bucks.
If you can give, you know, 25 bucks a month, I mean, whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, all that adds up.
It does all add up. It's interesting. Well, we partner even with Facebook, and people do campaigns and for their Facebook followers and fans, and ask them to donate it. It goes directly to Adams Camp. And, you know, this month alone, it was like $700 just from people doing their own individual campaigns to their Facebook followers. So, you know, as you said, every dollar adds up, and it all goes back to scholarshiping campers and then also expanding our programming.
Let's talk about kind of the size and what you have. You have weeks up in the mountains, different places you go to.
Yes.
How many of those do you have in a year?
So the way that Adams Camp works is we start out, it's really from age one on up. So we start with our Early Start program, and we have, that's for kiddos who are age 1 to 5, and we have that over spring break. We're launching a new one over fall break. We had a generous corporate sponsor who helped us launch that program, so that's going to be October 15th to the 19th, so that'll be a new week that we've never been able to offer before. And then we also have a week during the summer. We want to, next year, it's not that we want to, we're going to be expanding and taking that Early Start program and expanding it into Northern Colorado and also Colorado Springs, because right now we've only had programming, this Early Start programming, in Denver. And it's really at a critical time when these kiddos really aren't, you know, they're getting individual therapy, but they're not getting anything through the school system. So it allows for them to get them prepared to go into the school system at age 5. And it's a very similar, it's at Adams Camp Summer Camp, when they graduate to it, it's 5 therapists. But in Early Start, it's 4 therapists. It's physical therapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, and music therapist. And they work with these kiddos over 5 days between 8:30 and noon. And it's not uncommon for, you know, kiddos to take their first steps during that week and to really make major leaps and bounds. So it gets them ready and set up to have, you know, meet major milestones and to be able to go into school. Once they graduate, and once they get to age 5, they graduate to our summer camp up in the mountains. And that's 5 weeks up at Snow Mountain Ranch in Granby at the YMCA of the Rockies. So we have 5 different weeks, and it's 5 kiddos with 5 therapists. It's OT, speech, physical, art, and music. And they work with these therapists. The parents set the goals, and they work to meet those goals over the week. And again, just major things. And I'd love for you to speak a little bit about kind of the outcomes that you had.
So what I loved best about it was that there was 4 girls in Hope's group with 4 therapists plus 2 volunteers. So you've got 6 adults just focusing on these 4 girls. And so our goals were more self-care of learning how to drink out of an open cup and getting her shirt on and things like that. And then writing also. But they focused on that, and they used music to do different activities. They made up a song about I Can Do It All By Myself that all 4 girls were working on. But just the time that they can spend dedicated. When you do therapy at home, it's an hour a week at the most. And that's maybe once a week or maybe only twice a month. And so having them dedicated for 6 hours a day with somebody was just fantastic. They get to know your kid, and so they can come out with these outcomes and say, these are the specific therapies we think you should do. These are the people you should talk to. These are the strides that she's made through the week, and it was just wonderful to see that.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old is Hope?
Hope is 7.
Okay, so she's graduated, so she's up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. So we were up in the mountains as a family. So Mountain Ranch is a beautiful place to be.
Not a bad place.
Yeah, so it was. We had great weather, and mm-hmm. It was fantastic.
Yeah,
so.
And talk a little bit about the family experience, because I think that's what is unique for you and your husband, and then also your son to go to the siblings camp, too.
Right. So we have a 10-year-old son, and when we had Hope, who has Down syndrome, we were concerned. Like, what is this going to do for our family? And so to find a camp where they value siblings just as much as the child with special needs was fantastic. So our son Declan had siblings camp, so he got to go zip lining and go-karting in Grand Lake and hiking and I don't even remember what else he did, but he got to do a whole bunch of fun stuff. Ended up with a really good friend who also has a younger sister with special needs, and I think that was the other cool unexpected thing, was that they get to meet other typical kids that have siblings with special needs, so they understand what they're going through. It's a good experience. I mean, we have a wonderful family. We're very blessed, but it's also can be different because his friends at school don't have kids with special needs or siblings with that. And so to meet people that he has something similar and can talk about it or not talk about it because he's a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a great experience for him as well.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio on a special edition of Your Money Matters. And we have Courtney McDonald with us and Enid Victor, and they're with the Adams Camp. And we got to take a short break. When we come back, though, Enid, I want you to talk a little bit about just, none of us, unless, we have a child with something like this, with Down syndrome or something, can really understand what a parent goes through. So I want you to talk when we come back a little bit about, what it means to you to have a place like Adams Camp and what it's meant to your family.
All right.
We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Now, many times you hear your radio host like me say something like, let me tell you about my friends at, then we'll talk about a sponsor that we truly believe in and endorse. Well, in this case, let me tell you about a company that really is part of my family, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. For over 13 years, we have trusted our furry family members to this wonderful staff. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. And their goal is to help you keep your pets happy and healthy throughout their life by providing complete pet care services every day, all at one location. We love the Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center Boarding Lodge, and your pet will too. Your pet will receive one-on-one care and attention throughout their stay. Open 7 days a week for your convenience. Check them out. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, located at 8681 Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. 303-708-8050. 303-708-8050. Or check them out online at lonetreevet.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and we are glad to have in studio Courtney McDonald. She's the Development Director for Adams Camp, and also Enid Victor in studio with us. And check out their website, adamscamp.org. And for more information, you can call 303-563-8290. 303-563-8290. So, Enid, I said before the break, you know, it's tough to imagine, you know, when you realize your child has special needs and all. And, I mean, it's like you said, what do we do? Mm-hmm. How's this going to affect our family? Mm-hmm. I mean, all that. So what did it mean to you and your family then to find a place like Adams Camp that would, you know, be of help to you guys? It had to be just a life changer.
It was. So starting out, having a child with Down syndrome was a surprise. And we didn't know what that was going to look like.
Sure.
We're fortunate to live in a place where they've got some great resources for kids with Down syndrome specifically and special needs also. And so to have a place where it wasn't just a one-time thing or a once-a-week thing, that these therapists that come are fantastic. And they come from all over. Our main therapist this year was from Wisconsin. And she loves doing it. And they come back. She did it for 2 weeks. She's been doing it for 8 years. And so I love that there are people out there that love on our kids. Sometimes they can be difficult. Sometimes they can be more stubborn than typical kids. Our daughter can be just as stubborn as our 10-year-old. But they take that in stride. And they figure out what makes your kid tick and what helps motivate them. I mean, we give a lot of information because obviously we live with the kid, so we know how she works a little bit better. But they spend enough time with them to say, okay, this is what's going to work.
And, you know, they may see things.
Yes.
That you don't see. You've been with them 24/7.
Right. Yes.
But they're going to just notice things
right.
different.
Right. Right. Because they have these special degrees. I mean, they've worked with so many kids with speech problems or with physical disabilities to be able to say, okay, well, this is what's worked with somebody else. And, oh, I had no idea. So, yeah.
And it's also with the therapy model that, you know, if you combine physical therapy and speech therapy, you get greater results. And that out in the real world outside of Adams Camp doesn't happen. There isn't a therapy model where they all come together and work on that child's development and progress and outcomes together.
Right.
So these camps are 2 weeks in length?
One week
in length. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the advantages I think I would see is that when you have all these therapists together, it's an intense week, and they can feed on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's got to be able to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So how did you find Adams Camp? How did you come about to know about it to where you said, okay, we got to try?
So I think the first way was just hearing about it when we had our daughter and a friend that was involved with it on the board. And we never took advantage of the early start, which I'm really sad we didn't because I think it would have been great. And then when Lindsay became director, my husband worked with them on some strategy stuff, looking at the plan going forward and how they wanted to expand and improve. And so through that, we're like, okay, well, you've done all this. You know all about it. We really should experience it. And so we signed up and went this year. And we did a video over while we were there. And Lindsay asked us, well, what would you tell parents? And I said, do whatever you can to get here and do this. You know, it's 50% scholarship. If you need additional scholarship, that's there. You can always do a GoFundMe or something to have people help you get there. But do what you can to get there because it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
priceless, as they say.
Exactly. Yeah. It is priceless. Yes.
You talk about the different age groups. How many children are, you talk about the young, 1 to 5. How many are allowed in that first session?
There is a capacity of 18, just because that's the way we have to set it up in order to do the early start. And that's why we want to expand. Right now we're spring break, summer, and fall. So we do it 3 times a year. We just expanded into fall for the first time this year. It'll be October 15th.
Same number of kids in each camp?
For early start, it's 16 a week. And then up at the mountains, it's 25 a week that we can handle capacity. And then past that, we didn't even speak about the adventure camp piece of it. So it gets to a point where therapy, you've kind of reached your threshold, and
right.
It's just about having fun. And so once kiddos graduate out of therapy camp, they get to go to adventure camp, which is just a drop-off camp. There is such a demand for that. We have 5 weeks of adventure camp as well, and we have 50 campers for those weeks. And we want to actually start expanding that program as well. We do a fall field trip. We do a spring field trip with them as well, just because, again, once they get to the 18-year-old threshold, there's not a lot of programming out there
right.
for them. But these are campers who have made friends, and they literally will get dropped off. They're jumping out of the car. They're lining up because they can't wait for their week of adventure camp to start. And they're only allowed to do 1 week. That's how high the demand is, because some of them would do all 5 weeks, literally, because they love it so much. And when they get picked up, it's, okay, only 352 days until I get to go back. So
talk about the process. Someone's listening here, they've got a special needs child, and they're thinking, yeah. Oh, this sounds great. Talk about that process, then, of what they go through to
There's an application that will go live. We go live somewhere around November, December. We're figuring out when that will be, but you can start checking in November, and the application should be up there. And it, there is just an application process where you fill it out, and then our therapy camp director will call and do kind of, it's like an intake, and talk to you about your specific child's needs, and just make sure that we can fit that need, and that we're able to also, I think, properly set expectations. Wouldn't you agree that it's, here's what we do, and here's right. what we can accomplish.
Right. Yeah. The application process at first was a little daunting.
Yeah.
But when you look at the questions they're asking, how is your child motivated? What do they do in this type of situation? That sort of question, it's like, well, that helps the therapist know how to handle your child. And then also when you talk with the therapy director, to get that expectation, okay, we can't do everything. What are the top 3 or 4 goals you want to work on during this week? So that we kind of get the best bang for the buck, so to
sure.
speak. Yeah.
And that's where you talked about putting on your shirt, writing.
Right, yeah, for hope. Things. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that was your 3, and they accomplished that.
Yes. Yep. We made strides.
And then it's probably tough, getting all these really good applicants, people deserving, but there's only so many volunteers, so many weeks, so many days, and you can't fit them in. I mean, that's got to mm-hmm. be heartbreaking, too,
mm-hmm. right.
because you know how important
right,
it is.
Right.
And that's where the expansion part, that's, my job is to go out and get the, raise funds to mm-hmm. really expand our programming, because the more programming we can offer, Denver's growing, so
sure.
so is the special needs community
right.
as well. And Colorado does have so many more services than a lot of different states. I met a family who had moved from Eastern Tennessee because there are no services there. There's a program here where parents can become a certified nursing assistant through, we partner with a bunch of different companies, PASCO, Team Select, All for Kids. And what they do is they offer training for parents to become a certified nursing assistant, and then they get paid to take care of their child because they're a lot of times at home anyway.
Right.
So it helps to provide income for them. Colorado is one of the few states that has that program. So we are very blessed that we have the services that are offered here in Colorado.
You talked earlier about expanding it into Colorado Springs and Northern Colorado.
Yes.
How many Is Adams Camp in other states, or is it just in Colorado?
We are in other states as well. We are in New Hampshire, Nantucket, Austin, Texas, Alaska, Northern Ireland, and we actually have a site development director where his job is to expand even farther past that, because we'll have families who fly in and come to our camp. And I mean, we had one who works with the Health One system. She works for corporate out in Tennessee. She's like, I want one of these in Tennessee, you know, and let's expand, you know. And for us, yes, the more camps that we can actually put out there, the more programming. Well, and it's interesting what's happened. It's kind of, you know, it's just a meant to be situation. When I was at both TV stations, I worked with the Salvation Army, and they have 60 camps across the country. Because I helped launch a toy drive and school supply drive for them. We just went and did a tour of their camp up in Estes Park, and we're talking about partnering with them. They already have these facilities that have been donated to them because they do a lot for kids who are underprivileged and don't ever get out of the city. But we're talking about using their facilities. They're already built for us to be able to, you know, save on overhead and be able to partner together to expand programming. They have a camp in Alaska. They have them all over the country, and one right up in Estes Park. So,
wow. So
a lot of great things are happening, and it's just kind of at the cusp of it.
So if we have a listener that would like to donate,
yes,
how does somebody go onto your website and donate?
So the best way to donate is to go to coloradogives.org or to send us a check. If you go to coloradogives.org, you can select Adams Camp and give a donation. Also, you know, just you can send in a check to us, just to Adams Camp, and our address, 6767 South Spruce Street in Centennial, Colorado, 80112. Or call, and if it's easier, give a credit card donation. But for us, Colorado Gives, other than a check, takes the lowest percentage in terms of fees. So
right. It's
the most money back.
That's
to the
only thing slowing us down from expanding Adams Camp.
Yeah, it's just... Funds.
Funds.
303-563-8290. And again, that website, adamscamp.org. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it. But that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works. And before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford. And the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh & Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh & Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh & Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh & Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Still wondering if a reverse mortgage may be helpful to you? Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Let's schedule some time. Your home or my office, the choice is yours, and let's get those questions answered. I understand that this type of mortgage isn't for everyone. You will never know for sure until you get those questions answered. Take aim at 720-895-0500. Ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Whatley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt and his team a call, 720-895-0500. We have Adams Camp in studio, Courtney McDonald. She is the development director, and also Enid Victor. And we were kind of talking during the break, and Enid, we kind of talked about, you know, what this means to your family as far as just the help. But then when you look at... And I don't know if the right word is stress, but I mean, just probably a little bit.
Is,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, I mean, life's hard and when, no matter what, but I mean, then, right. You know, when you have a special needs child that adds some extra challenges and things for the family and you got other children too, mm-hmm. to deal with as well.
Right.
So what does it mean for just, when they get to go to this camp? I mean, what does that mean for your own psyche and mental health a little bit?
Yeah. So during the six hours that the kids are occupied.
You're sleeping.
We take naps. but we had some alone time. We got to do a booze cruise on Grand Lake.
A booze cruise.
It was bring your own, but we all brought alcohol. It was a lot of fun. But just that time to reconnect with your spouse. And then on the cruise, we got to talk to other parents and like about our kids and not about our kids. Sometimes when you have kids with special needs, you get focused on their needs and what they're doing. And sure. You kind of forget yourself or your other kids. And so just that time to sit and be an adult and not be focused on your child was wonderful. There were some people that went rock climbing. They had a time to do water sports and things like that.
Yoga.
Oh, that's right. And Snow Mountain Ranch is fantastic. So they have a lot of different place things to do. I mean, we went for a hike and it was just time to know that your children are being taken care of. They're being loved. And I didn't have to worry about it. I could just... turn it off.
And at the end of the day, after Hope comes back, mm-hmm. and your 10-year-old, if he ever does.
Yeah, he does.
He does. And then you guys come back. What do you guys, do you guys all hook up back up at night?
We do. So we picked up Hope first and then Declan from sibling camp. And then we had just a couple hours together just to kind of hang out. Sometimes they were just tired and we just relaxed in our cabin there. But then they also have family things. One night was a campfire. And somebody made sopapillas, which were fantastic this year.
Josh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Sounds good.
Sounds really good. It's lunchtime.
Yes. And then they also arranged a parents' night out. So one night we left all our kids there and two other couples whose daughters were in our daughter's group. We went out to dinner in Granby. And so, again, we had time just to be adults with other adults. So, yeah, it was wonderful.
Little things that... a lot of people just take for
right.
granted. I mean,
right.
You mentioned other, you know, things with your kid getting dressed by themselves, whatever.
Right.
I mean, to you getting time as an adult, mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, many of us take so much for granted.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Raising children is very demanding anyhow.
Yeah.
And then
yes.
when you have special needs, it just mm-hmm. takes so much more time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, when you come back from this, what have you learned through some of the experiences by this camp that you now implement when you're at home? They taught you different ways of addressing things.
Yeah, so one thing, when I was pregnant with Hope and I talked to some people it was Rocky Mountain Down Syndrome Association, she said, your kid will do what you expect them to do. She said, I've met people, kids that have Down syndrome and say, oh, I can't do that because I have Down syndrome. And so I promised myself we weren't going to do that. But you sometimes find yourself doing things for your kids because it's easier, it's quicker.
Sure.
And so one thing that they did this summer is they had this song, I Can Do It All By Myself. And so we now use that song, Okay, Hope, I Can Do It All By Myself. And she's very musical. And so having that cue to say, okay, yeah, I can do this by myself. I can put my shirt on. I can put my socks on. I don't need mom and dad to do this. That's been really helpful. And I mean, it seems like such a simple thing, but it was like, mm-hmm. She's musical. Let's get music involved here, and let's use this song to
help.
You only
have a couple million things you're trying to figure out to do anyhow.
That's true.
I mean, not that somebody can help with that.
Right, that's exactly right.
And what are some of the other needs? I mean, money's always great because you can go buy what you need. But what are some of the other needs? I mean, if people say, you know, are there products? Are there things with clothing? Are there, I mean, what other kind of needs would there be?
I think that, you know, for Adams Camp specifically is volunteers. And, you know, I can speak to my daughter had the opportunity to go up. We take volunteers starting at 14. And she went up for an entire week. She helped with the siblings camp program. And it was just, I mean, it really was life-changing for her. She can talk about Adams Camp as well as I can, just from experiencing it for a week. And, you know, it taught her so much responsibility and perspective. She was up there, staying up there. She got up in the morning, packed up her own lunch, had to help get, you know, supplies ready for the kiddos to go out. And she was the one who was helping with the siblings go do the zip lining and the swimming. And it was funny because I would text her and check in at night, and she's like, I am just exhausted, in a good way. But I mean, and then they'd come home and they'd help clean up dinner. And I mean, they were working their tails off, but she just has such a fond place in her heart for Adams Camp. And we have our young professional board, and a lot of them either have a sibling with special needs or volunteered as a high school student for Adams Camp, and they still now, as a young professional, I mean, Connor Wist, who is one of the reporters for Denver 7, was one of our volunteers, and it changes their life. It gives them a different perspective. It gives them an opportunity to give back. So
I remember back in I think it was late 90s, Joe Sakic, and I think he still does this with Avalanche, but he used to deal at the Chop House.
Yes.
On Thanksgiving Day, where they had homeless people come there, and then so then a lot of the staff would donate their time, and then people would come there too, and you know, serve food and clean tables and different things. And some people would bring their kids to go and do that on a Thanksgiving Day. And I mean, it was really cool to see that. And I think that's one thing that sometimes we as parents may miss with our kids, is thinking about ways to let them go and volunteer, to go, you know what, you need to be thankful for a million different things that you take for granted every day.
Get them started early.
Yeah. Yes.
Thinking of that. Mm-hmm. How many volunteers do you normally need per camp?
So we have, I don't know the total number actually off the top of my head, but we take applications. I mean, we had a wait list this year. So it is something to get in and, you know, kind of apply early. But we also need volunteers for during our road trips during the year too. And it's one of the things that we're starting to look at as an opportunity. Again, getting back to the development piece of it, we have a couple of different opportunities where we offer and create volunteer opportunities for corporations. We have created, it's called, we can take early start to a location, and they can host it, and it helps us fund it and underwrite it. And then their volunteers can go, or their employees can go and volunteer. And one of the things we've heard from corporations is, geez, this is so nice to be able to have it on site for our employees. And it's doing something meaningful, not just putting crayons with coloring books. You know, they actually get to see and experience the therapy and the leaps and bounds.
And interact with the kids.
And interact with the kiddos and just see it all happen. We also have what we call the best day ever, where we can, it's a kind of more of a corporate executive level opportunity, where we can take, you know, up to 7 of your team members rock climbing or sailing or doing other water sports. And we would pair them up with our adventure campers for a day of going rock climbing and having that team building and, you know, doing it together with our special needs campers, and then having, you know, a gourmet lunch with our site development director, who also was a chef in his past life. So it's just kind of a nice day of team building. And volunteering. And then we have a larger scale, it's called our Field Day Opportunity. We partner with NSCD, and we also partner with Gold Crown, which is Bill Hanslick's Gold Crown right. Foundation. And they offer the location for us, and we do a field day opportunity for our campers. And it can be for up to 60 to 70 employees. And you go out for the day. We have NSCD puts out their adaptive Ninja Warrior course. We have archery, and we just have a fun day. And corporations get to bring their employees out and to have, because that's, I think, what's happening in the shift in the workforce today is they want for corporations to actually show them, not just write a check, sure. but give them an experience to be able to do something meaningful and give back
well,
to
the community.
Well,
if you experience it, it ain't so hard to write the check.
Exactly.
It's exactly. easy to write, yeah, I can write the check, I forget it, it's gone.
Right.
If I'm in the middle of it, okay, I got to write a bigger check.
Exactly.
It's too much fun. Yeah,
right.
I get that.
Again, that website, adamscamp.org, and the number is 303-563-8290. If you'd like to make a donation, you want to figure out some things with volunteering. And real quick before a break, last break, you have people that have degrees and all the things that that takes. But for volunteers, I mean,
age 14 plus.
Age 14 plus.
We start at 14, and that's really the only, you know, you get background checked and everything, but because we are working with kiddos. But that's really the only, you know, that's the only requirement is that you're a minimum of 14 years old.
Cool. Give them a call, 303-563-8290. This is Haystack Help Radio.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. In studio, Adams Camp. Courtney McDonald, she's the development director, and also Enid Victor with Adams Camp. That website, once again, adamscamp.org, and the phone number, 303-563-8290.
Okay, we were talking about your child, Hope.
Yes.
And I'm sure through some of this, there had to be something that really stuck out in your mind that she did the first time. We at the break, we were talking, she really didn't want to go. Kind of explain that.
Okay. Hope loves going to Grammy's house, loves going to church, but other new places she's not so big on. So she wasn't quite so sure about going to this brand new camp with all these new people. But that went away pretty darn quick. And by the end of the week, she was sad to leave. She did not want to leave. She was so excited to be there. She got to do a lot of new experiences. So besides the therapy, they also get to do some of the fun stuff. So they got to go canoeing. First time she'd ever done that. She got to go horseback riding, which I wasn't sure how she would do. And she ended up loving it. And then Snow Mountain Ranch has an awesome artificial turf tubing hill that she loved going down, went down, I don't even know how many times, just had a blast doing that. So just the fun times and just the fact that she loved it so much that she didn't want to leave speaks volumes to me, that it wasn't like a chore, that even the therapy stuff was fun, which is the way therapy really should be, I think, sure. For little kids especially.
That's why they call it therapy. It should be.
Right.
Now, she's been once, right?
Yes.
So you won't have a problem getting her next.
No.
Well, we're going back. She'll probably want to pack first.
Yes, she will. She will. Absolutely.
So are there any special events that may be coming up that we can help
you
promote?
Well, we have, it's closed off, but you can think about it for next year. This Thursday, we have our Adams Camp Picking and a Given Bluegrass Bash at Raccoon Creek, the barn at Raccoon Creek, and it's our big fall fundraiser. But we also have next Wednesday, the 19th, we're partnering with Rock Bottom out in Highlands Ranch, the brand new location out there. They do a tapping event. Each location does their own Rocktoberfest recipe of their beer. And so they always partner with a nonprofit. They chose us to partner with, and that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 19th. You get to sample that brew. 25 cents of each pint goes back to Adams Camp, and there'll be just some fun different games, like a stein holding contest and a bratwurst eating contest, and there's going to be a band. So just a really fun free event, and that's all to benefit Adams Camp.
Are you going to have them contest before they drink or after they've had quite a bit?
I think
because there's
going to
be a different outcome.
I think after, it'll be more fun.
I did want to talk about a more serious note, the therapist. Yeah, and you commented quite highly on those earlier. Mm-hmm. One of the things I understand with talking with Lindsay is how well they work together and how much they do. Kind of elaborate on that.
So they are teamed up specifically, you know, and there's an occupational therapist, a physical therapist, a speech therapist, art therapist, a music therapist, and they're teamed up together. And I think you can speak to, you know, that many times they work together year over year.
Right. So our team, the lead was the music therapist, and she's from Wisconsin, and she's done it, I think, 8 years mm-hmm. now. And then the other three, the PT, OT, and speech, they've worked together. This was their first time at Adams Camp, but they've worked together, I think, in DPS mm-hmm. For 10, 12, 15 years, something like that. So they know each other. They know how each other works. And I think that helped to have a good team working mm-hmm. with the kids.
And their day is pretty full.
Oh, it's jam-packed a lot. You know, not all, but a lot of our therapists are in the school district. So this is technically their summer vacation.
Right.
And because they love Adams Camp so much, and we call it the Adams Camp magic, that they take time away from their summer vacation. They get paid, but it's not a ton of money. They're doing a lot of this because they just love it. And they work the whole day, and then they team up at night, and they discuss what outcomes they had and what they need to accomplish by the end of the week and how they can tweak things and make it better.
And so, they sit down. Do they then they sit back with the parents, all of them together?
Yeah, so Friday afternoon we sit down with all the therapists. They put together a presentation with pictures and everything of the kid from the week, which I loved. But say, these are the goals. These are the outcomes we saw. These are the recommendations of what we think you need to do kind of going forward. So they spend a lot of time mm-hmm. on that to put all that together and think about it. Yeah. Thoughtfully, so
it's because they have heart and they
yes.
care.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do.
And it's like we said before, they may find different ways, more effective ways, to get something more out of your child than
right.
we as parents right. just being with them every day would never think of.
Right, right. And I heard from them too that they really enjoy this time because they, you know, again, when you're in a school district, you may have 15 minutes with a kid a week.
Yeah.
And so you don't really get to know them. And so here they really get to know the child and know how they tick and help them out. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, ladies, it's been great.
Thank you.
And,
thank you
we'll
so much.
We'll try to do this again, Kurt.
We definitely will have them back on again. I really appreciate everything you do.
Yeah. No, thank you so much.
AdamsCamp.org, the number 303-563-8290. 303-563-8290. Don't forget Wednesday the 19th. Rock Bottom and Highlands Ranch. Get out. It'll be a fun night.
25-cent beer.
Well, 25 cent goes back to Adam.
Yeah. Okay. See, Kurt, here's one thing. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
25 cents goes back. Go down and have some beer. Just make sure you have a designated driver.
Absolutely. Well, again, Kurt, thank you as well for setting us up. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Again, our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.